The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
They kicked Kristaps Porzingis out on some nonsense, and you could feel the game turn. And to their credit, the Mavs hung with them as best they could, but you kick the second best player on their team out before halftime, it's going to be tough for them to keep up with the Clippers. And eventually late in that game, you saw the Clips start to pull away because they're a very deep team, and the Mavericks, you know, they were without a key guy for no good reason. But the Mavericks are going to, they're not going to go away easy. If you're complaining about being down seven and somebody hitting a grand slam off you, maybe don't suck. Don't get down seven runs. That's on you.
First off, if you don't want runs scored on you, do a better job.
Yeah.
These are professionals. These aren't kids. And there's nothing wrong with padding your stats. If you're up for MVP, for instance, those four RBIs might make a difference.
Well, he's in the discussion.
I know. So I'm not going to go up there and intentionally make an out or not swing at 3-0. It's like, dude, if I'm up there, I'm up there to play. It's up to you to get me out.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3770. 76, or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, you know the number for that. And you can watch us on Twitch and join in on the conversation on breaks. Right now they're all on politics though, so you might want to, you know, not necessarily go to Twitch. Missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed, all available on podcastarena.com, or will be shortly. And lots of fun stuff, Hoffman.
Always fun, Fred. Always fun. Tuesday, you say Tuesdays are bad. It's a great Tuesday.
Well, I will admit I thought the Tuesday text would be better because I figured most of those guys were back in kindergarten this week. But it's I'm just not reading any of them. So I read the good ones. But, yeah, it's been a fun show. I'm in a good mood. So I can't help it if the textures aren't.
Rockets with an early rebounding edge, 11-8, and they've got a 19-13 lead.
Show says Rockets lead 19-13.
Yes. The stat that I'll be keeping up with so far, there's 2 minutes 19 seconds left in the first quarter. 8 missed threes by the Rockets.
Okay.
So if the Rockets continue to score more than the Thunder,
they will win
this game.
Yep.
Tweet.
I should check my Twitter and see if there's a few of those tweets out there. I'm sure there are, because that's all anybody does.
They in the three games that they played against Oklahoma City this season, the Rockets made 23% from three.
Okay,
is that good?
Carry the one.
Not good.
No, that's a no.
They'll have to be better tonight. Better percentage means more points, probably.
You would think.
Assuming shot totals are the same. Tweet. Obvious tweet.
Brian T. Smith tweet. Rockets start 4 of 14 from the floor, but the four makes are threes, and they lead 12-9.
Well, there you go. There you go. Actually, that's old news, though. Now it's 13-19. And they're 4 of 12 from three. They also made a shot that wasn't a 3-pointer.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was Jeff Green. Sometimes he makes shots, rarely, but sometimes he makes shots that aren't from three.
If you missed the last hour and want to know why we're just doing obvious, I mean, part of the whole show has been how some of the Twitter takes are just absolutely meaningless. They're just comments that are obvious BS. And so, yeah, we're kind of running with that. So for those of you who think that you guys talking about, there's no insight there. Yeah, that's the entire point of it.
That's the point.
But I realize that some of you were joining late. So,
and welcome to the show. We welcome you.
Yeah, yeah. So, Baffley says Fowler for POTUS in 2024. I'll try to reel him into Tuesday. Nope, not happening. I had my chance to run for office. I don't want to do it at this stage of my life. I got better things to do. I still have more novels in me. I still got some more radio in me. And I hope before I die, I've got a World Series bracelet in me, even if it is the seniors. And I've got a movie and a few other things that are just going to be more fun than trying to go and fix this mess. Now, if the aliens come, and again, if you're listening, aliens, and I know you do because you listen to radio to monitor us, I am willing to be the liaison between the alien race and the human race. I'll willingly take that job.
Yeah.
So if you're listening, you're looking for someone who is willing to take, you know, your needs to the table and human needs to the table, and then probably choose to just side with you because you've got better technology and could wipe us all out in an instant, then I'm your guy.
Yeah.
I'm your guy.
Adam Silver has a kid mask on.
Adam Silver, I think he's the best commissioner. But if anybody ever needed to go just load up on Whataburger,
he could use a meal.
That guy is too skinny. I mean, it makes him look ill. It really does.
Kind of looks like an alien with the mask on.
No, not my kind of alien. You know, but yeah, but that's the thing. I mean, the guy weighs 18 pounds. He needs a kid's mask.
Yeah, he's light.
Frodo says, "I'm already getting ready to be an intergalactic immigration attorney." Oh man. Well, now of course, if they're already here and they're hiding underground, which is all the new speculation, then is that not really? I mean, is that technically immigration? They're already on the planet?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I mean, it depends on where they come from on the planet.
Well, there's allegedly a base.
Did they land here?
Well, I mean, apparently they've been here hiding for centuries.
We got rules here, Fred.
Well, but you know, what if they were here first? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not going
to
be like...
Listen, let's think about what we did to the people who were here first.
Yeah, well, and the people who were here first don't have the technology these guys do. Right. It ain't going to be so easy to just go ahead and give them blankets with smallpox.
We'll try, though.
Yeah. Maybe we'll give them the
we'll COVID. Say, listen, this is the alien reservation. You guys can have, like, you can have northern Alaska and, like, I don't know, southern New Mexico. You're welcome.
Why don't we give them Florida?
They don't want Florida. Well, they prefer northern Alaska.
Well, apparently there's a base off Puerto Rico, and then there's one off of Greece, according to ancient astronaut theorists. Not this ancient
not
astronaut
you,
theorist.
The
no.
pro.
No, I mean, I am a reasonable theorist in that I like to look at what the other explanation could be.
Right. You're not coming up with crazy things.
No. So... good question. Do they pay taxes?
They should. They better.
Yeah. I mean, but do they have currency? I mean, if you have a society that's so advanced that you can fly wherever the hell you want, do you actually have current? Do you need currency? And if you don't need currency and you're asking me to be that go-between for you, I wouldn't mind wetting my beak a little bit. Just so you know, aliens.
Space Ghost says, who needs Whataburger more, Adam Silver or Taylor Swift? Adam Ooh. Silver.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I'm all for being in shape. Well, not me, but you know, the average person, but man, that's too skinny. It can't be healthy. I mean, it's healthier than being fat, granted.
Oh yeah.
But oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
And I did confirm at 6:30 we're going to talk to Daniel Pineda.
Awesome.
Yeah. So he's one of those guys, sometimes hard to get a hold of him on text, but I text him and said, hey, confirming 6:30. He said, cool. So should be good to go.
All right. Did you see what that bitch Carol Baskin is asking for to be in Tiger King 2?
She wants some money?
Yeah.
Girl, you're lucky you're not in prison. They don't need a Tiger King 2 also. And if they do a Tiger King 2, really it should be the investigation into that bitch Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
Like, let's do that. And I wouldn't pay her to be in that. We're investigating you, honey.
Well, first off, you don't need a Tiger King 2. Even the extra thing they did was just awful and nobody watched it.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
It caught at the right time. It was, that's all it was.
People are now, like, hell, people are starting to go back to movie theaters. No one's, like, clamoring for Tiger King 2. No one needs that.
And, you know, but Netflix will probably pay him a bunch of money for it because it was such a success. But guess what? It's not going to happen again. That was the timing. It was at the very beginning of the shutdown, and it went viral, basically. It's not going to happen again. So, A, you're not paying her. And B, she's that bitch Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
She should be in jail.
I'm with you.
713, Adam Silver looks like the obvious alien disguise in the Men in Black franchise.
Kind of does.
Yeah.
He's not hiding it very well.
Nope. But please don't do a Tiger King 2. Please don't. By the way, you haven't done the Apple TV thing yet and watched the Beastie Boys yet.
I haven't.
Yeah.
I'm busy. I'm in the middle of watching. Like, you can just watch a show in one day. Like, once I start something, I finish that, and then I watch something else.
But it's not a series.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it once I finish what I'm watching.
Jeez.
I don't have countless hours to watch television like you.
I don't have countless hours right now either.
For what, the last 2 days you haven't had countless hours to watch TV?
No.
You had countless hours last week, and you watched plenty of TV.
Yeah, but I told you that was all about to end.
Well, I know.
And when it did, then okay, that's why I got so far ahead. I did watch a couple bad movies this weekend, but
you haven't tried out Ted Lasso on Apple TV, have you?
No, I haven't even. I haven't even hooked up Apple TV.
AJ or Fred?
No, no. What is that about?
So it was a character Jason Sudeikis created before his time on Saturday Night Live, and they did a couple of spoofs on it. He is a D2 college football coach who takes a job coaching in the Premier League. With no idea how to do it because he wants a challenge.
I saw the preview for that. Is that out now?
Yeah.
It didn't look awful.
It's probably too happy for you.
What does that mean?
Because both y'all like stuff that's like dark and brooding and violent. And it's...
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the world. It's nasty and brutish and short.
Bill Lawrence is a showrunner who did Spin City and Scrubs and Cougar Town and all those like comedies. So you might like it. So they use the F word in a British accent, which I love. They released the first three episodes on Friday last week.
I thought that was a movie. I didn't think it was a whole series.
No, it's a series.
I don't really have time for a real series right now. For the other thing too is I got basketball and hockey all damn day.
Yeah.
So
that was me last night. Like I've been watching Man in the High Castle, and my wife wanted to watch it last night. And I was like, we got to wait until this Clippers-Mavericks game is over. And then watched one episode, but she wanted to watch two episodes. But listen, I'm a serious sports man, okay? I have to be up on sports.
Are you on the final season?
We're almost done with season 3, so we got one season left.
Okay.
Did you get rid of any of your beer last night?
Yeah, I drank some beer.
Good.
Drinking it down a little bit.
Mm. All right.
The sad thing is Eric had Carbach give me a bunch of beer, and I'm like, I'm not taking that home. There's no way. So right now it's sitting in my office, and we'll have to drink it later.
Pepper said, if you like serial killers, it's a good show on Netflix called Reckoning. It's worth watching. I think I watched that when it was on Sundance.
Good or not good?
I think I ejected on it. At some point, I mean, okay. I thought it was good, but I just lost interest. So, I know I watched it. I don't remember much about it. It's probably during the Rona breakdown, and I was drinking. So, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I'm gonna go for a ride today. Who's gonna vibe with me? Who's gonna fly with me?
This is the Blitz. The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. We were talking on Twitch stream about why I got Apple TV, and now Robert brought up a good point. I thought Hamilton was on Disney Plus. It is on Disney Plus, which is why we got Disney Plus. And then I watched The Mandalorian, which I was not crazy about. I'm not going to lie. I know everybody loved it. I think everybody was so desperate for the Star Wars stuff of this era to not suck that because it didn't suck, it's so great, so great. No, it was okay. It wasn't bad. The whole Baby Yoda thing was a turnoff. So now I don't even know why I got Apple TV. Oh,
got Apple TV for free.
No, I got it for free, but it was because I wanted to watch Greyhound with Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
And that was the first thing I saw on there, and I was a little disappointed in it. Mainly because it was almost a solo show by Tom Hanks, and it was really close to being good, but it was just almost the same thing over and over, and I was disappointed in that. So, but then I started watching the other stuff.
The Astros-Dodgers beef will never end.
Now, who's beefing now?
Lance McCullers had some stuff to say. He went on the Athletics Starkville podcast.
Starkville?
You want to know what his take was about the whole skirmish?
Sure.
Joe Kelly was scared of Carlos Correa.
Really?
He started that issue with what he said after he struck Carlos out, not going to repeat it, which he said, he said, nice swing, bitch. And really, it wasn't a good swing. That was on Carlos. Citing the, I didn't get close. Joe was scared. Carlos isn't the right dude to mess with. It is what it is. I'm beyond it. He got his 5 games.
You beyond it?
Carlos isn't the right dude to mess with. Come on.
And are you beyond it? Or really?
God.
If you're commenting?
Baseball players are the worst about, he's a real tough guy. And Carlos Correa might be baseball player tough. I don't know. But I don't think Joe... I got nothing out of that interaction that told me Joe Kelly was scared.
I know that he has been doing a lot of MMA, and he's become an MMA commentator of sorts on his podcast with McCullers, their buddies. So, I don't know how that could be just hyperbole to pump up their podcast, too. He's a tough guy. He knows MMA. So, Robert says Greyhound had zero character development, even for the only character it was focused on the entire movie. Yeah, there was no arc. There was, there was some good action. But it usually when I see something like that, I want to go read the book that it's based on. But it was so boring that it didn't make me want to. It made me not want to read the book.
There you go.
Again, not awful. Just really wasn't good. Hanks is just boring the whole time. Plus, they're spouting out a lot of, if you don't know nautical stuff, a lot of it's over my head. What else do we want to address here? A lot of people suggesting different alcohol for Friday. We've got our one for Friday. And after that, we'll take nominations for the next one.
And I gotta wait and hear from Gustavo to see if we're gonna have some beer to drink too.
Yeah, that would be preferable. I'm down with the one shot of crap and then drink good beer the rest of the day.
That's preferred.
Yeah,
certainly.
Yeah, that's which is how last week went, and I was fine with that. But there's another obvious tweet that I wanted to get to, and I've already I've followed so many people, it's already gone. Screw it. Oh well, everybody's tweeting the same kind of stuff. Here it is. Our buddy Nate Griffin. The Rockets defense looks tremendous right now.
Well, there you go. Thank you.
Sounds like something Show would say.
That's right. Rockets are whooping that ass too. It's
yeah.
What do we have in here? 28-39. Oof.
It's early yet.
28-41. now. Yeah, it's a good start for the Rockets, and it for them to, if they can win however many games Russ is out, I'll say this: winning game one with Russ out kind of gives you the option to not rush him back.
Yeah, exactly,
which is nice.
So,
and they are 6 of 15 from three.
You should tweet that out.
That the it's big news, bro. Big news, baby.
Gordon Hayward out 4 weeks with an ankle sprain.
Yeah, it sucks, but it's also completely unsurprising. It's almost like with the when the Rockets fans were saying, "Well, if Chris Paul wouldn't have got hurt, well, you put your stock into a guy who's pretty much always getting hurt, and then he gets hurt, and then you act like, oh, that's all that kept us from winning." I hate to say that Gordon Hayward's always hurt. Okay, Celtics. Let's stop acting surprised that he gets hurt. That's what he does. That's his thing.
Other injury news, Gerald McCoy out for the season. That's too bad. I thought that was a good signing for the Cowboys.
Nasty.
They released
torn
him.
Torn quad.
To a, yeah. He got the injury release settlement, so that'll save them $3.25 million in cap room. But, you know, that's disappointing. Because I really liked him as an addition. But, oh.
Gustavo says he's bringing the beer on Thursday.
Nice.
That's what I'm talking about.
832 says the Captain Obvious takes are legendary. I mean, that's what it is, right? That's what Twitter has become.
Pretty much.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. It looks like we have a dead Rocket here.
Uh-oh.
James Harden laying
dead
down.
James.
Oh, if it's James, he'll be popping up in a second.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, he's like Cynthia Cooper used to be for the Comets. Like, she'd go down like her, you know, her leg was broken and she was done, and she'd go through all this limp off the court and then come right back 10 seconds later, fine. So, yeah, he's fine. No worries on that. Yardbarker did a thing, and I don't want to go through all of them, but of the best trade chips that each NFL team has, who would you guess that they put for your Houston Texans?
Best young trade chips?
Not young trade chips, just trade chips. The best thing they could trade right now.
Oof. Deshaun Watson.
No. This is a serious one. I mean,
oh, okay.
Who they have that they could trade and use to get something.
I mean, I think it's J.J. Watt.
No, they have Kenny Stills as a guy. Which, because, and because he's there, they have four receivers that are all kind of the same guy. There are teams that could use a Kenny Stills. I think that they should keep him because the only reason he's a fourth guy is if you think Will Fuller's going to stay healthy. And if you were talking about Gordon Hayward and him being healthy, see how I tied these things together, Will Fuller's not going to be healthy. And you need a guy like that. And plus, you got another guy, Brandon Cooks, who's coming off concussions. What if Fuller and Cooks are both hurt?
Yeah.
You need Stills. I don't think I would trade him. And it says their top four wideouts account for almost $40 million this year.
That's crazy. And none of them are that good.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing is, I mean, it's not like they use the money on other positions.
That's true.
So, oh, somebody asked, Fred, do you think my Habs have a chance against Philly? I don't think so. I actually, I admire what they've done to get here. Philadelphia's just a little bit better team right now. So, what do we got? Did you say? Oh, okay. Yeah. You know what? That's I wish I could put one of these at my place but there's no place to do it. Although,
you could, though.
I could temporarily. I get the one that does it wheel into the garage?
It does. They've got a fully portable version at Hoops. The Bear, they call it. Well, then there we go. That's what they used to call you also when you were frequenting the gay bars. The Bear Fowler, they would call you. But you could do that because there's a lot of people who don't have a place where they can permanently put one up, and that's okay. They've got something for everyone. They've got the thickest steel of any goal on the market at Hoops. ProDunkHoops.com. That's the website you want to go to, by the way. They've got a tempered glass backboard. It's gonna, if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they'll replace it for free. They've got a no-rust guarantee and a design to fit your home, your driveway, your backyard, or even, hell, the parking lot, whatever you want. And they're all adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet, so anyone can play. That's the big thing. My 8-year-old can play, my 13-year-old can play, and they can go back and forth on what height they play at, because everybody wants to make baskets. That's what makes it fun. Get your new hoops goal today. See it all at ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. Give them a call, 281-351-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops.
Listening to ESPN 97.5, broadcasting safely with our masks from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And I believe we have your guest here, A.J.
We do. Fresh off his win at UFC 252 over Herbert Burns. This is a guy, he was one of the first guys out of Houston to make it to the UFC, and he took a while off from the UFC. He had an up and down run, and I think they cut him maybe prematurely, and he proved that he still got a lot in the tank on the regional scene and in Bellator, and came back last night on short notice, or not last night, on Saturday night on short notice, and really, Herbert Burns was a big prospect and beat the hell out of him. Daniel Pineda, Pit Pineda, joins us on the show. Daniel, how you doing, bud?
How's it going, guys?
Doing well, man. When you get that call, and I remember the last time we talked, you were in this the PFL tournament, and you had won two fights, and everybody was like, whoa, where's this guy coming? Because you were not expected to do well in that tournament, and you were surprising everybody, right?
Yes, sir. I'm always the dark horse, man. They always got me. They always counted me out.
And I mean, you're talking like one finish was in like, you know, 30 seconds, and then you choke the next guy out, and then they overturn you. You're about to fight for the $1 million, and they say nope, failed drug test. Like, do you know? And I saw you on social media. You were like, no, this isn't me. Was there ever any resolution to that?
No, and they still couldn't fucking come up with. Oh, my bad.
It's all good.
you get me talking about this, man. I was trying to forget about all this, and y'all got me talking about it. Nah, man, they never even came up with what went to my system, what caused it, or nothing like that. They just said it was high testosterone, and that's all they said. So well, I think, you know, I don't know.
I'm guessing when you hear that news, it's like, oh, I've failed this drug test. Yeah, well, I mean, in your mind, were you like, well, there goes my shot to get back in the UFC, or did you still feel like that was always going to be an option?
Nah, I had never thought about that. I thought about, oh, crap, there goes my shot at $1 million.
Right. Well, when they call you and they want someone to fill in on short notice against Herbert Burns, I mean, obviously, you're not the kind of guy who's going to pass up an opportunity to get back in there. But it seems like they wanted you to go in there and be a showcase for Herbert Burns, a guy that they have a lot of invested in him and his brother. They want him to be a star. I mean, you went in there and it didn't even feel like a close fight. You beat his ass. Were you surprised at anything you saw from Herbert, or did you expect him to be a more difficult matchup for you?
Man, I expected to go the way it went. You know, I have a lot of confidence in my ground. You know, I'm a ground guy. You know, I'm a wrestler. I think I'm a pretty good jiu-jitsu guy. And, no, I was expecting to do that. You know, I mean, I didn't know his grip, and I didn't know he was going to be that long. I mean, he was longer than I thought. Like, he hit me with that right from far away. I was like, oh, crap.
How's the cut? Because you did get cut early in that fight, and it looked like maybe it was going to be a factor, but obviously you fought through it. How's that cut now? How many stitches?
18 stitches.
Oof.
Yeah, 18 stitches, man. He caught me with the knee when I threw the overhand right. I guess I ducked a little bit too much for the overhand right.
So probably end your modeling career is what we're going to go with.
No, man, that's been a long time gone. All them cuts on my face.
So you're now 4-4 in the UFC. You get cut after going 3-4. When you got cut after going 3-4, were you surprised that they moved on from you at that point?
Yes, because I took a lot of the fights that they asked me to, like in short notice. You know, I took about four fights, like in short notice fights, like literally 2 weeks, a week notice, you know? And, you know, you would expect them to be like, you know what? This guy puts on exciting fights. He took it in, you know, freaking 10-day notice. But no, I mean, they just, you know, I think it was because I was always in the prelims. You know, I was always one of the first fights. Nobody sees them really that much. You know, that's why I was so excited to be in the main card on this one, especially in a big card like this one.
Yeah, I mean, that's a win over Herbert Burns, a guy, like I said, who they had billed as a big-time prospect. So that's going to, obviously, you take a lot of that shine off of him. Like how long do you think, obviously the cut's got to heal up, stuff like that. There's going to be a medical suspension, but how long before you think you can get back in there for him?
They got me on rest for 45 days.
Okay.
And with no contact. As soon as that's over, man, I'm going to get into a camp and I'm going to start getting ready and see what they put in front of me.
How do you think you've grown as a fighter since, you know, 2014, your last fight in the UFC and, you know, Saturday? How do you think you've changed as a fighter in that time?
Man, I can put everything together, you know. Back when I did my first run in the UFC, man, I was young. You know, I was one of the first ones to get in there, you know, and I mean, I was just young, man. I was going in there, just throw down, take them down, beat them up. And now I learned, you know, how to, like, put my stuff together. Don't try to finish everybody in the first round, you know. Let it come, you know.
And, you know, there's a lot of people who will look at your record and say, oh, he's at 27-13, which, you know, people don't realize that's a good record, and 27 finishes. 13 losses seems like a big number. And I tell people when they ask me about you that there was a time in your career where you were – like somebody would say, hey, you want to fight next week? And you would just go fight. And yes. Like you lost a fight on June 6, 2009. And then you fought 2 weeks later against Johnny Bedford, who would go on to be in the UFC, a pretty good fighter. Fought him 2 weeks later. Like you were just fighting to fight, it seemed like. And obviously, when you're doing that, you're not getting... You're not getting the, you know, you're not giving your time, your body time to rest. You're not getting, you know, full fight camps, things like that. Obviously, that's you were one of the pioneers, especially of Houston MMA. Like, you know, learning from those mistakes, do you feel like that's made you a better fighter too?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, and that's the thing, man, with these young fighters now, you know, like that's, they need to get somebody to tell them, hey, don't just take freaking every fight. You know what I'm saying? Like I was doing. You know, I got into UFC the hard way. You know, I couldn't pick my fights. I had to, if somebody asked me, hey, you want to fight? I had to say yes. Because if you say no, next thing you know, they don't call you no more.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, I think, you know, it opened up the doors for a lot of people, you know. You know, that I guess kind of they're going to learn off of my mistakes.
Well, obviously, you, Derek Lewis, Alex Morano, there's still a lot of Houston, and now Adrian Yanez is going to be in the UFC. Houston representing themselves pretty well. I'm glad to see you, one of the pioneers, back out there. I thought you've been a UFC guy, and you honestly, Daniel, you may be the best guy out of Houston. You might be the best fighter out of Houston right now, and people just didn't really understand it or didn't see it. So I'm happy to see you get that opportunity again. I'm glad you were able to make the most of it, man.
Oh, thanks, brother. I appreciate that. A lot.
Well, you got the bonus too, right? You got that bonus money spin already? You got on that new baby?
Man, I haven't even got the check yet. I'm waiting for it.
Oh, man. That's supposed to be on the way out the door, I think. You're supposed to get... you know, before we let you go, Daniel, I meant to ask you, what was it like, you know, fighting in COVID times? Was it weird, you know, not having any fans around? I mean, having to get tested all the time? How different was it?
Yeah, it sucks, man. You know, getting into like 5 weeks, you getting tested. I got tested 3 times every day. You have to go make sure that your temperature, you get quarantined. I got quarantined 2 days out of the week, so I couldn't even get out of my room. You know, you got all this weight to cut, so that kind of sucks, you know. And then going to the fight, like, you can't even watch the fight. Like, you fight, and they're like, all right, get in your limo and let's go back to the hotel.
Oh,
so, like,
weird.
You can't even get to watch the fight. You know, I didn't even get to watch the fight, and I wanted to, you know?
Yeah, that is an odd thing. I mean, yeah, did they have TV set up for you guys so you could see the rest of the fights at the hotel?
Man, you can stay, like, man, honestly, no, I didn't even get to see them.
You didn't see the main event?
I didn't get to see none of them. I saw myself. Actually, I saw Dalton before because he was on before me, so I got to see him fight while I was warming up. That's the only fight I got to see.
Is it basically like, were you the only guy in your locker room warming up? Like, is it it basically one in at a time? Like, once somebody leaves to go fight, then someone else moves into the locker room?
That's exactly how it is. Pretty much they get, so in one room they have a fighter and another room that, so it was a pretty big room. So we just split the room, me and Dalton, you know, and then as soon as Dalton was done, they take him to the hotel. And as soon as I'm done, they take me to the hotel and they bring 2 other guys. So, yeah, man, it's crazy. You know, I mean, honestly, I wanted it to go back to normal, and then I want to fight again in the UFC.
Well, hopefully that's the case, man. Congratulations on the win. Great to see you out there once again, and great to see you, I mean, just doing real damage. That was a really impressive showing, like I said, against a pretty top-flight prospect. Congratulations, Daniel, and hopefully we'll talk to you before the next one, man.
All righty, man. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
That's Daniel Pineda. He beat the hell out of Herbert Burns. I mean, and this guy, you know, his brother was about to fight for the welterweight title, and then he got the COVID. So, I mean, these guys were like, these are the UFC's top prospects, and he went in there and just dismantled that dude.
That should get him another fight, shouldn't it?
100%.
Yeah. 100%. Plus taking the fight on short notice, yep, and all that.
Yeah, when you do that, especially if you go in and win, you get a second fight. That's the rule of thumb. That's the way those contracts work out.
Jeez, I just realized we only have one segment left.
That's it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do a little Hey Man bleep that when we come back. Soccer Matters, Glenn Davis, right after this. Well, after we come back and do our thing, and then it'll be Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis, and a lot to talk about today. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Last segment to go. Once again, Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis. I bet he'll talk about that PSG victory today.
I'm guessing.
I'm just teasing his show about what he might be talking about. I'm not in any way trying to talk soccer, just so you know. All right, let's do a little Hey Man bleep that.
I'll go first. There used to be a thing that the federal committee recommended for U.S. dietary guidelines that women have they could have up to one drink of alcohol per day. Would not be bad for you. And men could have 2 drinks per day. And they've changed it. Now U.S. dietary guidelines say men should consume no more than 1 alcoholic beverage per day. I mean, they cut it in half? That seems like it's a harsh jump. I mean, 50% less alcohol. I'm
over on that, by the way.
It says because the news comes as a 20-year rise in Americans' drinking accelerates during the pandemic. We're all drinking a lot more than we normally do. So the government is trying to say, hey, Slow it down, guys. Slow it down.
Stay out of my life, government.
And this comes out the day that after my wife says, hey, you got too much beer. You need to start drinking more. So what am I supposed to do? Who am I supposed to listen to, my wife or the government? Either way, to that I say, hey, man, f*** that.
All right. Good one.
Thanks.
What the hell was I going to talk about now?
Your hey, man, bleep that.
Oh, yeah. I think it's become cliche to rip the final season of Game of Thrones. It's like everybody thinks it's cool to do it.
I did it when it was happening.
Yeah, and you know, because you thought you were cool. And so did the actor who plays Jaime Lannister said he would, if there were a petition to redo it, he would sign it, which, okay. Tywin Lannister has now weighed in. And you can just tell he's got a British voice here. I mean, I saw it. I continued to watch the whole series even after I'd been killed off in the laboratory. Because I just thought it's a fantastic television show, you know?
He means on the pooper.
No, the lavatory. I was very lucky to be a part of it. I loved it. There were storylines. I wanted to know what was going to happen to these people. I know the finale satisfied a lot of people. It also disappointed a lot of people. And I'm afraid I'm in the latter camp. So Tywin Lannister didn't like it. Jaime Lannister didn't like it.
He didn't like the finale, or he didn't like the final season?
Yeah, he really didn't like the whole final season.
Listen, I'll go ahead and say this. The final season, the reason it disappointed me, it's not because it was garbage television. It wasn't. It was fine. It was just you have these expectations because the show had been so good for so long that it was going to be some sort of... And who knows if it was possible for it to meet expectations.
Well,
it was going to be tough. But I will say the dark episode really pissed me off. And this season wasn't great enough to bring me back in. It doesn't mean that the show ended up not being good overall, because I think overall it was a good series. It was a really good series. I just think that the final season probably kept it from being an all-time legendary series.
Here's my whole problem with, I think they were a victim of their own success, because the end of season 6 was as good a television as we've seen.
It's fair.
With when Cersei blows everybody up, mm-hmm. Tommen jumps off. The way that season ended was about as good as you were going to get. It never did get it to that level again. And I don't know that they could have. But having rewatched it, it wasn't nearly as bad as people say. It didn't live up to what the expectations of the other seasons were. And then I think the other thing, people just did not like how it ended, and they wanted it to end a different way. And so that made them all mad. So Tywin, Jaime, shut the hell up. At major career, brother.
Yeah.
To that I say, hey man, f*** that.
I'm going to defend a WNBA player for a second. Diamond DeShields, no idea if she's daughter of Delino DeShields, plays for the Chicago Sky. And yesterday during the Nuggets Jazz game, there was maybe a 90-second, 2-minute stretch where neither team could make a shot. It was turnover after turnover. It was missed layup after missed layup after missed layup. And the commentator said, this looks like an LA Fitness at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, which was true. It was painful to watch that small stretch. She retweeted the ESPN video and said they should all go get a job making sandwiches, because apparently people have said that to her about playing in the WNBA. She said it in jest, but apparently people got their feelings hurt. Real NBA fans got their feelings hurt of, well, they pay your salary. Well, like, she was trying to make a joke. If one of the NBA players had said it about them, they would get crucified, but she was making a joke, and no matter who said it, it was still kind of funny. So for everybody getting pissed off that, oh man, well, the WNBA wouldn't be there without the NBA. Yeah, we all know that, and we all acknowledge that, but it was still funny. That was just trash basketball for a 2-minute stretch by professionals during the playoffs. So for that, I'm saying, hey man, f*** that.
All right. Mm.
I thought you were going to do the Instagram model who banged 7 sons.
Oof. I was gonna let you guys talk about that.
We didn't get into that, but yeah, that's pretty gross. You know what the part about that makes me sad? Well, for one, I don't know about you guys. I don't think I'd be into it if I was there with 6 of my buddies. I don't think I'd have... I think I'd have... I'd have some anxiety about being part of that. I think I'd probably just pass. I'd say, hey, I'll catch you guys after this. Secondly, though, this chick who orally pleasured 7 guys on the same basketball team, someday somebody is going to marry that girl without knowing that story, and he's going to find out, and it's going to really break that poor bastard's heart that the love of his life basically serviced a basketball team.
Well, either that or most of these Instagram models, when they get old and they don't really have anything going for them anymore and they haven't gotten married, then they're done. You don't have to worry about that. And then the second part of it is either that or she's going to marry way down.
Yeah.
With some guy who's happy.
And he won't care.
Yeah. He's going to be, oh, she's so hot, way too hot for me.
And I love her. I love her anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you want a buffer time? Like a little bit between you and your teammate?
I mean, yeah.
Like at least a couple hours for, you know, maybe mouthwash or, you know, go. I don't know.
I don't know either.
7 back to, like, literally back to back is what she said.
Well, at least she didn't sleep with him. And she did take pride in that. She was like, hey, I didn't bang any of those guys. That was, and but you know what? She's got some serious stamina. I think we should also give her kudos for that, even though it's a little bit gross.
You call that a jaw dropper?
What you would think.
Yeah, well. Oh, well. What? Took you that long? Is that a grenade joke?
Hey, good episode, boys.
Yeah, it was fun, especially for a Tuesday.
We talked sports today.
We did.
So you guys write this down.
In your notebooks.
That whenever somebody comes at us later on in the week and says, you guys didn't talk sports, you say, oh, yeah? Why don't you check Tuesday's show? And then we'll show them. Because we talked sports today like a sports talk radio station.
Just like show would do.
That's right.
All right, man. That's going to wrap it up. Good job, Aaron. Good job, AJ. Great job, Twitchers and even Texters and Twitter today. We will do it again tomorrow. Glenn Davis coming up next. Till tomorrow, stay Rona free, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.